Mr. de Mistura has been trying to bring together Syria's warring factions for weeks now, in line with a timetable agreed by the International Syria Support Group and the UN Security Council. He told reporters in Geneva that he did not want any repeat of earlier talks, which excluded some factions, and said that the broadest possible spectrum needed to be represented. Every day that passes without peace talks to resolve the conflict, which has cost more than 250,000 Syrian lives so far, is a day lost, he added, saying that the priorities for everyone should be clear.
The possibility of a broad ceasefire and the possibility of stopping the threat of ISIL. And therefore, thanks to a broader ceasefire, an increase of humanitarian aid.
He said it was vital to ensure the voice of women and civil society was heard at the talks, which are now scheduled to begin on January the 29th. He added that there would be no preconditions laid down ahead of negotiations and said it was likely to be an uphill process that would be based on proximity talks over 6 months. Matthew Wells, United Nations.